All right, so we're still digging into Inspector Story and all the weird stuff we keep finding. And you're right there with us, trying to figure out what it all means.
Absolutely.
This next one, though, it's a real head scratcher. Okay, so imagine a small town in Georgia, like back in 1954, everything's moving slow and peaceful, like classic Southern life.
Got it.
And then there's this woman, Mona Lott. She's like the picture of Southern charm and grace on the surface, but underneath,
What was she hiding?
well, from what we can gather, starting when she turned 21, Mona couldn't go more than an hour without getting it on.
Seriously, an hour.
Yeah, like 60 minutes max. And then her body would start freaking out, like shake and sweating, almost like some kind of intense withdrawal.
Wow, that sounds less like a preference and more like some kind of biological imperative.
Right. And she actually went to a doctor in Atlanta to figure out what was going on.
Oh, so there are medical records.
Not exactly. It's more like secondhand accounts and rumors, but the story goes that after some tests, the doctor told her that her body was producing insane amounts of dopamine and oxytocin, like 10 times the normal level.
Dopamine and oxytocin. Those are the feel-good hormones, right? They're
Yeah.
associated with pleasure and bonding.
Exactly. And apparently, the doctor straight up warned her that this could be really dangerous, even fatal.
And what did she do?
It sounds like she just accepted it. Like she was already resigned to this crazy drive, and the impact on her life was pretty intense.
Intense in what way?
Well, she left a trail of lovers in her wake, guys who became completely obsessed with her, but then ended up just totally wrecked emotionally. Some of them apparently never really recovered.
That's heavy.
And there's an even darker side to this story. One man actually died in her bed.
Died in her bed, do we not?
The details are sketchy. It doesn't say exactly, but you can't help but wonder, right? Like, was it the intensity? Was he just overwhelmed, physically depleted, or
Yeah,
something?
it's hard not to make that connection.
And then you look at her marriage history. Six husbands by the time she hit 30, each one supposedly succumbing to her, relentless needs.
So a pattern of intense connection followed by complete burnout.
Exactly. And then things get even weirder because she meets this guy.
Okay, this is where I get lost.
And you're going to think I'm making this up, but this source literally calls him Feel My Crack.
Feel My Crack. Is that his actual name?
That's what it says. And apparently he had a similar kind of intense desire, like this hunger that mirrored
There's a
hers.
chances of that.
Right. So instant connection, whirlwind romance, married within a month. It's like Mona finally found someone who could keep up with her, fueled by this crazy passion.
Knowing what we know about our history, it's hard to imagine that ending well.
And it didn't, their passionate union came to a screeching halt one night. Feel My Crack, and I still can't believe that's his name, just didn't wake up.
So he died in his sleep.
Yeah, the account says he died of a broken heart.
A broken heart, or maybe some underlying health condition triggered by all that, intense activity.
That's what I was thinking. And then just as suddenly as she arrived on the scene, Mona disappears, vanishes without a trace. Gone. The rumor mill in town went into overdrive, and the story that stuck was that she's still out there somewhere roaming the country searching for a partner who can satisfy her insatiable drive.
A wild story. It really is this woman with this apparent biological need driving all her relationships to these extremes, and then this mysterious disappearance. It's like something straight out of Inspector's Story, where the line between normal and bizarre gets completely blurred.
Exactly. It leaves you with so many questions, like what was going on with Mona on a biological level? I mean, that extreme hormone production, 10 times the normal amount of dopamine and oxytocin, how is that even
It's
possible?
like her body's reward system was just completely out of whack.
Yeah.
We know that dopamine is involved in pleasure, motivation, and oxytocin's all about bonding. But to have her system pumping out those hormones at 10 times the normal rate, that suggests some serious difference in how her brain was wired.
Yeah, and what about the effect on her partners? I mean, we see this pattern of obsession and then devastation. Could her heightened hormonal state have been somehow triggering a similar response in them, like some kind of feedback loop that ultimately led to exhaustion? Or in the case of the man who died in her bed, a fatal overload?
That's a pretty unsettling thought, but it's worth considering. I mean, could prolonged exposure to her intense hormonal output have had a real physical impact on her partners, or was it just the sheer relentlessness of her needs that led to their emotional and physical breakdown?
And then there's Feel My Crack, Broken Heart is what they say. But after such an intense shared experience with Mona, could there have been some kind of physiological codependence that developed between them that when it was broken, it actually killed him?
It's like there were two forces of nature colliding, and in the end, they kind of canceled each other out.
And Mona just walks away unscathed. But where does someone like that go? What would her life look like now in the 21st century? I mean, if this story is even remotely true.
Imagine trying to navigate the modern world with that kind of biological imperative? Could she even have a normal relationship?
I mean, could you picture her on Tinder? Her profile would definitely get some attention.
It makes you wonder about the nature of desire and intimacy. Could someone's need for physical connection be so strong that it overrides everything else?
It almost flips the script on how we usually think about relationships. Instead of a give and take of affection and desire, it's like this overwhelming force coming from one person consuming everyone around them.
It challenges our assumptions about what drives human behavior. We tend to think it's all about conscious choices and psychology. But Mona Lott's story, if it's true, hints at the incredible power of biology. It's like there's this whole other level of influence shaping our lives that we don't even fully grasp.
It's a little scary when you think about it. Like, what other fundamental biological differences might be out there shaping people's lives in ways we can't even imagine?
Right. What other variations are hidden beneath the surface of what we consider normal?
It's a chilling thought that there could be people all around us operating under these completely different biological imperatives with consequences that we can't even begin to understand. It makes you look at the world and everyone in it in a whole new light.
It definitely makes you wonder what else is out there lurking beneath the surface.
It's a reminder that the world is a much stranger place than we often realize.
Absolutely. The mysteries never end.
And the search for answers continues.
That's what keeps us coming back.
That and the stories.
Always the stories.
And on that note, until next time, stay curious.
And keep an open mind.
You never know what you might find.
That's the beauty of it all.
And the terror.
Exactly.
Good night, folks.
Sleep tight.
Don't let the bed bugs bite.
Or anything else.
Especially anything else.
You've been warned.
Until next time.
We'll be watching.
Out there in the shadows.
Where the truth is hidden.
Waiting to be uncovered.
And when it is.
The world will never be the same.
Good night.
And good luck.
You're gonna need it.
We all are.
See you on the other side.
If we make it that far.
That's the question, isn't it?
The ultimate question.
Stay tuned, folks.
The answers are out there.
Somewhere.
We just have to find them.
And survive the search.
Until next time.
Farewell.
And sweet dreams.
Or nightmares.
Whichever comes first.
The truth is out there.
Trust no one.
Question everything.
And stay vigilant.
We'll be back.
Sooner than you think.
The game is afoot.
The hunt is on.
Be careful out there.
And remember.
The truth is stranger than fiction.
Good night.
And good luck.